علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of prophethood in light of Nahjul Balagha. And we were discussing about those circumstances in human society, in the historical the historical dimension of humans, that what happened that these prophets came, what was the situation of the people at that time. And one of the discussions that we came about was in the second sermon, where Imam Ali alayhi salam says that Usiya ar-Rahman wa nusira shaytan. Of course, there was a lot of discussion that we discussed previously, but the last phrase that we discussed about was that Usiya ar-Rahman wa nusira shaytan, that God, the beneficent, the kind Lord, was being disobeyed, while the shaytan, the devil, the Satan, was being helped, was being supported. Now, whether knowingly or unknowingly, because of whatever reasons, but people were doing that. وَخُذِلَ الْإِيمَانِ, and the situation was such that belief, faith, these things were forgotten. They were left behind. They were left helpless, without support, without proper follow-up. This was the problem at that time.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, he's trying to draw out a picture. He's telling us what was there at that time, at the times that the messengers came. What was the situation of the societies? He says, it was such that khudhila al-iman, that belief, faith, was something that was left aside, was left without a helper, was not being supported. It was not something that people would really put efforts to maintain. You know, when, for example, you like something, when you cherish something, you would like it to stay with you. You'd like it to be there with you. You'd support it whenever you have the energy and the strength. Sometimes it can be a very small token from your friend or something that is with you. You will do everything to protect it because you value it, you cherish it. But unfortunately, belief at that time became something that was not valued, that was not cherished. So what if people become disbelievers and they leave, God's hands, and they continue to become misguided and become bad or evil? So what? You know, people had become like that. They didn't care much about the issue of faith. فَانْهَارَتْ دَعَائِمُهُ. So the situation that happened after that is that the foundations of belief then started to shake and crumble. فَانْهَارَتْ دَعَائِمُهُ. Not that the faith itself, like that God or the angels or they started to get some loss or some difficulty. No, people, the issue of faith, the issue of iman now started to lose foundation. That means that in a society, it shows us that there are things that need to be there so that iman, so that faith stays upholded, so that faith is upheld in that community. You need the mosques, you need the right educational system, you need the right types of thinking, you need people to remind one another, you need constant remembrance, you need prayer. All these are necessary so that the foundations become strong and iman can stay. Otherwise it will just crumble, they will fall apart. وَتَنَكَّرَتْ مَعَالِمُهُ. And what else happened is that the signs, or you can say those things that show iman, the signs of iman, they were lost. وَتَنَكَّرَتْ مَعَالِمُهُ.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam is trying to portray a very, very clear picture, albeit a dark picture, of what was there before the Prophet's coming. And he says that, وَدَرَسَتْ سُبُلُهُ. And another issue that happened at that time when the Prophets came, another thing that happened at the time when the Prophets came, وَدَّرَسَتْ سُبُلُهُ, that the paths of faith, they were forgotten, the paths to reach faith. They were not taken seriously or they were forgotten. Faith just doesn't come like that. Faith has the paths. You need to follow certain things. You need to follow the Sharia. You need to follow certain guidelines in your life. You need to take care that the love of the world doesn't come to you. And therefore you need to, follow a path of slowly, slowly cutting off worldly inclinations. Of course, make use of the world, the best use to progress, but not be completely attached and, be in love and infatuated with the world. Then he goes on to say, وَعَفَتْ شُرُكُهُ. Another issue that happened is that people who would want to take part in the issue of belief, they were no longer there. People were, people, in a way, as if people started to stay away from religion. They said, we don't need it, We don't need religion. It's not something that we need in our lives. They wanted to stay away from it. They felt needless of it. وَعَفَتْ شُرُكُهُ. This was the situation. And then Imam Ali alayhi salam goes on to say, "Ata'u shaytan." They obeyed the devil. Now, we see now Imam Ali alayhi salam step by step taking us into this journey, painting this picture about the situation at the time of the prophets and why, and that led to the coming of the messengers of the prophets to save mankind. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He helps us contemplate on these statements. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
Muhammadun man kuntu mawla, hada aliyun.
فاز من ولا هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه